96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we discuss the relevancy of black media and why it still exists. This topic is particularly important today as we remember the political legacy of former Prince George's County Executive Wayne Curry. He died this morning of lung cancer at the age of 63.
I lived that great transformation. I don't have to be told about it. I can't be lied to about it. I've tried my best over decades now to correct infirmities in the history that gets recited to us about Prince George's County, because I lived it. I don't need anybody to give me a false recitation of what it meant to live here or grow up here, or to endure and persevere to make progress here. I know what those things are.
That was Wayne Curry back in February as he was honored during a Black History Month event in Prince George's County. And tonight, my guests are Denise Rollark Barnes, publisher of the Washington Informer newspaper, Edgar Brookins, managing editor of the Afro-American newspaper, and Bob Butler, president of the National Association of Black Journalists. Lines are open right now if you want to comment on this issue. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk first and foremost about, you know, what has happened today. Denise, certainly as you celebrate 50 years of the Washington Informer, I can only imagine what the passing of Wayne Curry means for you as a journalist and publisher of a black newspaper.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so glad to have you to be on the show this evening, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Particularly at this sad occasion. But, you know, as I listen to Wayne Curry's remarks, and the one thing that sticks out in my mind is when he said making progress in Prince George's County. And when the Washington Informer was started in 1964, as he used to describe it, Prince George's was just a little sleepy rural part of D.C. But over the years, we've been trying to keep up in our coverage with the progress that's been made out there in Prince George's County. And it's continuing to progress. And everybody, I think, can give, can salute the role that Wayne Curry played in making sure that that progress not only began, but that it has continued. And so I think that we can celebrate the fact that folks in the county now, who particularly were transplants from the District of Columbia, now pay attention to the politics, the education, the economic development. They're no longer kind of tiptoeing back into the district and trying to vote and staying connected to D.C., but now they're paying attention to the place they call home. Mm-hmm. And I think Wayne Curry helped to make that possible and to encourage them to be proud of the place that they call home.
Edgar, this kind of story is really what black news organizations live for. Yes, as Denise said, and we all agree, this is a sad occasion for a dynamic, charismatic leader in Prince George's County. You have to kind of understand that Wayne Curry didn't just change the face of Prince George's County, but he was just a fascinating person. You know, he had that signature gap in his tooth, you know, the thick mustache, those piercing eyes, you know, that humor that just kind of snuck up on you a little bit. He was a fascinating person. And organizations, media organizations like The Informer, like The Afro, have a tendency to dig a little deeper in cases like this, don't they?
Absolutely. As you said, and as Denise said, I mean, this guy was transformational as pertains to Prince George's County. And you always want to cover what he was doing, to see what Wayne Curry was into while he was in office and when he was out of office, in fact. And I always thought that, I said, this guy's one of the most sort of smug, semi-arrogant kind of guys, but it was a positive kind of arrogance that he would project. Very commanding when he walked into a room. He could work that room from side to side. And you always wanted to get to him, said, Mr. Curry, could I get a comment about the whatever, whatever, whatever. So kind of a person that you want to focus on. You knew he had something to say, and you want to be able to pass that message on to constituents who want to hear what his comments were.
Mm-hmm. Bob, when you look at the coverage of, for example, black elected officials who may be dynamic or who may be particularly important to a community, no matter where they are, whether they're in Prince George's County or whether they're on the West Coast or New York City, small towns, big towns, what is it in that you believe makes black news organizations different from the mainstream? Do we do it differently or do we do it better? Your thoughts.
Well, I think when it comes to the mainstream media, especially when it comes, we know that a lot of times when they're covering stories in our communities, we don't always get a fair shake. And a lot of times the companies spend more time looking for the negative stories as opposed to the positive stories. One of the things I think that the African American press has done is more balanced. If somebody's doing some dirt, they deserve to be exposed. But it's not always somebody who's doing dirt. There are plenty of stories of people who are doing positive things in the community, and I think that the ethnic press, as well as the mainstream media, ought to spend more time looking at some of those things, not always pointing out what the problems are, but also talking about what the solutions are that are being practiced.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the relevancy of black news organizations in the 21st century. We're also going to hear more about Wayne Curry and his political legacy, and we're going to hear from our listeners as well. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about black media, black news organizations. Are they still relevant today and why? We're also looking at the political legacy of former Prince George's County Executive Wayne Curry. Of course, he died this morning from lung cancer. He was 63 years old. My guests are Denise Rolark Barnes, publisher of the Washington Informer newspaper, Edgar Brookins. He is the managing editor of Afro-American Newspapers, and Bob Butler, president of the National Association of Black Journalists. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kevin, calling from Washington, D.C., quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, first, in terms of black media, it's always going to be relevant because we're relevant people. I think people like yourself and the Roland Martins and all the other journalists, they are always going to play a role. One of the things that I enjoyed about Wayne Curry is that he was like the Muhammad Ali of politics. The positiveness that you talked about, it wasn't arrogance, and maybe it was, but it was good, it was smooth, it was charismatic. And we appreciate that. I would hasten to say I just ran into one of the photographers for the Informer, and our conversation was upbeat and positive. And I'm glad that you're there, and you will be there. That's my comment.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And speaking of being there, one of the things that is coming up at the end of this month, as it happens every year, is the National Association of Black Journalists Conventions coming up in Boston. And for a lot of you out there, you may not really be familiar with it, but this is an organization not only of black journalists, journalists of color, those that may be working for black organizations or that are working for mainstream organizations. Bob, this organization has been around for dozens of years. I've been actively involved. Tell me a little bit about this year's convention coming up.
Well, we're meeting in Boston this year, the first time we've ever been to Boston. Convention starts July 30th, which is a Wednesday, with our opening reception Wednesday night. We're going to go from there over to a local movie theater to see Get On Up, the James Brown movie, which opens actually that Friday nationwide. We're going to get a sneak preview of that. And then we're going to have a great discussion on Thursday after our opening ceremony on the midterm elections, which we all know is very important for the African-American community. We know that the Republican Party has said they want to attract more black voters, and so we're going to have the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Rince Priebus, there to give us his vision and also to answer questions.
You know, one of
the things that have happened in the last several years regarding voter ID laws, and we're going to be talking about things like that.
You know, one of the great things about the National Association of Black Journalists is that, you know, yes, there's fun, but there's always an opportunity to discuss great issues, different voices. And even with, you know, the internet, with social media, the reality is that you really don't have a great handle on what's going on with other black journalists around the country, indeed the world, unless you're able to sit down, hear them, to dialogue with them and find out what is going on. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. And we also are going to talk more about black news organizations such as the Washington Informer. Golly, 50 years. Incredible. Denise, we're going to talk to you some more. Edgar, we're going to talk about black coverage relevancy. We're going to talk about Wayne Curry. Lots to get to. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. Mike and Fee, we're going to talk to you. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.